Your alternative connection in Lorain County. This is WOBC with the Psychedelic Furs and Aeroplane. I want to tell you, tonight at 7:30 p.m. in room 306 of the King Building on this Friday the 13th, three Oberlin College senior creative writing majors will be reading from their work, and it should be really good. The three are Elizabeth Searle, Eberly Umbach, and Becky Bloyd, who incidentally has the same initials as me, BB. In fact, Becky and I are going to be married someday. She doesn't know this yet, but we're going to hyphenate our names, Becky and Brian Blumboyd, right? We're going to call our children Blanche and Blair Blumboyd, and they'll marry Larry and Leroy Lumloyd, and we'll get Blanche and Blair Blumlum Lloyd Bloyd, or something like that. It's 11:50, and I'll stop being silly and play The Simple Minds and New Gold Dream, Boy's Life from A to Z. Sort of like Psychedelic Furs without the sneer. What'd you think about that, Anne? You didn't? What?
I don't know. Gosh, I missed the sneer, you know?
Yeah. So let's do some sneer, huh?
Okay.
Who are you? Wait, introduce yourself.
Hi, it's the Tooth Fairy.
No, it's Anne Rubenstein, ex-WOBC DJ, back to haunt us. JJ is here. JJ, I wanted to tell you something.
Really?
Yeah. I thought this would be of interest to you. There is now in Texas, an all Beatles radio station plays only the Beatles. I think it's in San Antonio.
Pretty disgusting.
I don't think I could listen to it. But they figured that the station was like a -2 in the ratings or something like that. And they figured
No.
That's what it was. And they figured that they, you know, something could help. You know, anything.
Anything.
They could go anywhere but up. I mean, where can you go from -2, whatever it is? That's pretty good. You got all comedy radio in Salt Lake City in Washington, all Beatles radio, and all love radio, all love song radio in New York. What do they think of next?
And yes, it is that time for the second WOBC Archie special. Hi, you're on the air.
Brian, this is really interesting. Well, when I was growing up, I thought that, I heard this rumor, see, that the Archies were actually the Cow Sills.
No.
Yeah. So I ran right out and bought a Cow Sills album, and it was terrible, and I hated it, and they didn't sound like the Archies at all, but you know how rumors are. I thought maybe there was some truth. Do you know about that, huh?
I had heard at one point that the Archies were actually the Beatles, that when Paul was supposed to be dead, that he was just doing that as a cover so that he could come back as the leader of the Archies. I don't know if you heard that rumor, did you?
No, I imagine that, because it's a far more exalted musical role to be head of the Archies than head of the Beatles. I could see that there's some credence there.
Waitresses and the Pussy Strut, can you say that on the radio? I wasn't sure. This is Sex is for Children from the Roaches. Can you say that on the radio? What can you say on the radio other than,
I'm Brian, I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm real easy, I'm Brian,
I'm Brian Blum,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
I'm Brian,
and I'm silly.
Jesse, time to wake up. You like the Partridge Family, everybody likes the Partridge Family, I think I love you, right? But you haven't heard this version.